Hi, everyone. Welcome to the MRP Tech Podcast. This is episode 155. My name is Matt, and this is the weekly podcast discussing everyday tech for everyday people. And in this week's episode, I want to start off by telling a story briefly about something that happened to me earlier, just a couple weeks ago. And I've had this kayak sitting behind my garage for probably 5 years. Now, this kayak I had originally, it was purchased back in maybe 1997, 1998. It's an old kayak, and it has gotten a lot of use. And within the last 5 years or so, I've been so busy that I haven't had any chance to go out kayaking very much. So it sat behind the garage and was not taken care of. It just kind of sat there and became a part of nature for 5 years or so. And I started thinking to myself, you know, what I should do is take that out, clean it out, and maybe sell it because it's not going to be worth anything at this point in time. Maybe I could make a little bit of money off of it, nothing spectacular. So what I did is I took the kayak out and I started to clean it off and realized there was a lot of like mildew buildup from being outside for so long without any cover and that type of thing. And so I said, well, you know, if I'm going to sell this, I really should do a good job and I should clean this up nice and kind of go from there. So I went down to the local Lowe's and got some mold and mildew remover, sprayed the kayak, and after a few minutes, washed it off, and immediately the kayak looked brand new again. And I cleaned out the inside of it and realized, you know, this isn't as in terrible condition as I thought it was. And it had a lot of dust and dirt and leaves and everything else you could imagine. Cleaning it all out looked brand new again, even after 20 something years of use and and neglect in some cases. So that immediately changed my reference point to, well, maybe I shouldn't sell this thing right now. Maybe I should keep it, and it is summertime. Maybe I'll take it out this summer. So that got me thinking about our used tech, our used devices. And I know a lot of times I've brought up occasionally here on the show about what you can do with old computers, but really for anybody out there who has old devices sitting at home in a closet that still work, there are all sorts of things that you can do. You can take this thing out of your closet, dust it off, clean it up, and it's going to look in pretty decent shape by the time you, if you spend some a few minutes on it, in dusting it off, washing it off, cleaning it off, whatever you need to do. And some of these devices are still useful to today. And so a lot of times we take our old devices and we just store them in a drawer or put them on a shelf somewhere, and they sit and die, and they just become clutter after even just a few months, few years, and they stay in there. We don't use it, and we have maybe an intention of having a backup phone just in case our phone dies or something like that. But really, it just sort of takes up space and really isn't helping out at all. And so today I want to talk about how to repurpose some of your old devices, because throwing these devices away really isn't an idea at this point in time. We're going to talk about recycling in a little bit, but you have to realize we have spent far too long as a use and throwaway culture. And just now, whether you like it or not, we are making changes for the better. You think about how much garbage is in the ocean, a garbage patch the size of Texas in the ocean, just in one area. You think we have been a throwaway culture for far too long. And one of my favorite things to do is repurpose old devices such as laptops, computers, desktops, whatever you want, and make it usable again until it actually is no longer usable. And a lot of times these things are repairable, even if you don't know how to do it, if I don't know how to do it, things can be repaired so that they can be used for longer. So one thing that you can do with an old computer, you can turn it into a home theater. It's not very difficult to take an old computer, have a media player on it, and very easily, especially with new TVs, a lot of TVs have not only HDMI, but a lot of TVs have VGA connections for computers. So you can take an old computer, hook it up next to your TV, and you can use it as a home theater, media player. You can make it something that even though it's old, you can use it. You can also take a old computer, turn it into a stereo. You can turn it into a media playing device, whether it's music, movies. You can also create a, you know, have a digital picture frame with an old computer. You can, the list goes on and on. An old webcam can easily be turned into a security system. So if you've got an old webcam, even if it's not the greatest one, plugging into an old computer, it's basically a free security system at some point in time. So it's just something to think about. You think about your old iPods. Old iPods. They may not be in the greatest condition, but you plug them into a good set of speakers and they'll still work. So again, the media aspect of reusing old instruments is something that really just will not ever not be useful. So using old iPods as a media playback device or instrument, whatever you want to call it, it really saves you money in the long run. And who cares if your iPod is 10 years old at this point or even older, as long as it can turn on and play, it's there, it's saving you money. Now, lots of us probably have old iPads sitting around or tablets sitting around. And these are great for digital photos. I mean, having a slideshow being played of your family pictures is something that a lot of people will pay big money for. Digital photo frames were big a few years ago. And why not take an old iPad, prop it up on a stand, and use that as a digital photo frame rather than just letting it sit? You can also think of things like having a dedicated digital reader, like an ebook or magazine reader. It's not something that I do a whole lot of, but as time goes on more and more, I find myself browsing or looking through ebooks. I don't do a whole lot of reading with ebooks, but I do have like some free subscriptions to some amateur radio magazines that come in a digital edition. Once in a while, I'll take a look at them. And if your iPad might not be up to date, you can't update it anymore, it'd still probably be a pretty good e-reader, magazine reader, Excel, etc. You can use it in the kitchen. You can use it as a recipe, a book for recipes, that type of thing. The list goes on and on about what you can do with these old devices. And if you think creatively, you can use them, these tablets, as second monitors for your computer. You can use them as remote controls. And it's really, you just have to think outside the box a little bit. One of the things that I really like to do at home is have like a guest computer or a guest account for anybody who comes to the house. So I don't really like giving out my Wi-Fi password. I don't really like having to have somebody else go on my computer, because the reason for it is not necessarily a privacy thing or a security thing. It's more that if something were to happen to my computer or device when somebody else is using it, it creates an awkward situation. And so, you know, you could set up an old iPad or Chromebook or whatever as a guest PC, where if somebody wants to get on the internet, oh, here you go, you can use this, log right on, and you're good to go. And it sort of creates a layer of separation between you and your guests. I don't do a lot with smart controlling with my devices. That's where I sort of draw the line with my tech enthusiasm. I don't like smart devices in my house, like smart light bulbs, thermostats, etc. I just draw the line, and that is a security issue for me. I don't like having those things available to me in my house for somebody else to hack into and play around with things like the thermostat or water or anything else in the house. So you can always reuse things. And if you go to indestructibles.com, they've got a lot of really great ideas for converting old tech into some neat projects. And if you're interested, in tearing things apart, it gives you breakdown guides on how to desolder things, how to scrap things for pieces, how to reuse old electronics, and sort of turn them into art, which is kind of cool. So if you're kind of in the artistic frame of mind, you know, when we talked to the space station a few weeks ago, basically he said three really important things in culture is art, science, and exploration. And you can mix those art and science together very easily from chips and parts from circuit boards and ribbon cables and such. Turn it into artwork. That's kind of cool if you know what you're doing and that type of thing. There are some really crazy ideas out there too, like turning an old VHS player into a toaster. I have no idea how that's possible. This is an article I'm looking at from PCMag.com, but somebody took an old iMac and turned it into a fish tank. These are really outside the box types of things. And somebody took an old scanner and turned it into a table saw. So you can get real creative with all of this. And you don't have to just throw something away because it's no longer your primary device. Now, as far as computers go, even if it's an old computer, you can still use it today. And it just might not be in the same frame of mind that you've used it in the past. For instance, if you have a really old computer running Windows XP, it's probably not going to run Windows 10. But you can find Linux to run on really old computers. I found a 1998 laptop that had Windows 98 on it, and I installed something called Damn Small Linux on it, and it worked fantastic for the testing purposes that I did. I just wanted to try to see if it would actually work. The battery was dead on the laptop, but I got a usable, modern, and secure operating system to install on that just a few years ago now. So really just want to think that maybe you don't need to get rid of it just now. You could always have another device on hand. You just may have to change your workflow a little bit. Linux is free. It's great. It is secure. All the software is available for free legally. You can download software. You can give away your USB drive to as many people as you want. They can download it and install it onto their system. They, depending on your hardware, you might have a few issues to overcome. Sometimes Wi-Fi drivers are a little tricky to get installed, and it's not difficult. You just have to do some Googling to figure out how to get it to work with your particular hardware. But that's the great thing about Linux, is that most of it is very well supported. The big thing here is you can also just recycle it. And I think this is really important for a lot of people. If you've got an old device you're not using, you have no intention of turning into art or repurposing in any way, recycle it, bring it to Staples, bring it to Best Buy. They have to take old devices, and in certain places they don't charge for it. Staples being one of them for old computers or monitors. They do not charge for it. They are required by law to take back old devices. Another thing that you can do is freecycle it. Give your electronics away. Give it to somebody who needs one. You know somebody whose computer just crashed. I've got one on my shelf. Here you go. Use it. Make sure to reset your device, whatever it is, so that there's no personal information out there being given out. But giving it away, sell it in a yard sale. Tell them exactly, you know, if the battery's dead, tell them that the battery's dead, but it works when it's plugged in. That type of thing. So that act of giving to somebody else will not only make you feel better, but you're helping somebody at the same point in time. So there are many different options for using old tech, repurposing old tech, giving old tech to other people as a gift, recycling them. Don't let your old tech just sit on the shelf and collect dust. Number one, it's just clutter for you. Number two, we've got to do something about the throwaway culture. We can't just use and then keep things lying around. It's time to really focus on getting these things recycled or still using them today. Now, obviously, things like older computers, they use a lot more power than modern computers do. So not everything is going to be as eco-friendly as we'd like it to be, but this is just getting everybody to think a little bit more about what you have and how can you keep using it, taking out those old items that you may want to sell and dusting them off and cleaning them up a little bit and realizing, you know what, this still might be useful. I could turn this into, I could play music in my man cave, or I could use this when I work out on the treadmill or that type of thing. And just keeping them, those devices, and having a purpose for them rather than letting them fall into neglect and disuse, that type of thing. So it's kind of funny, this all started with me cleaning off a kayak and wanting to sell it and then deciding, hey, you know what? I'm still going to use this thing in one way or another. So yeah, free cycle is a big thing. Recycling is a big thing, but you can always repurpose and reuse your devices as well. Thanks so much for listening, guys. Thanks to Door-to-Door Geek for posting this, and thank you for all of your support. If you have any questions, you can email me, mrptechreviews@gmail.com. Go to my website, www.mrptechreviews.com, and we have a new member site that is up and running. And for the last few weeks, I have added an enhanced video feed for that. I'm still working on it as we go through. The enhanced video has a few different things that is different from the YouTube audio recording that I post. And also I have a blog that I'm a vlog that I post occasionally, some videos that I post there as well, all for supporters of this podcast. So if you'd like to support the podcast, go to MRP Tech Reviews and hit the donation button, and you can see the information there on everything that you get for supporting this show. So thank you for your support. That's going to do it for this week. We will see you next time.